Angola Speaks. Our guest today is Merlin Miller. His websites are Americana-pictures.com and MerlinMiller2012.com. And we do have a comment from Greg. And he says, Mr. Miller keeps talking about the global elites having taken over Hollywood, etc. Just who are these global elites?
Well, if you look at the ownership of all your major media companies, I guess global elite is sort of code for Jewish ownership. And I don't mean to say that to imply that all Jewish people own all the media. But certainly your major media, your mainstream media, is all consolidated in the hands of Jewish Americans or international Jewish community. And when I graduated from USC, there were 20 in my class. There were five that were Jewish. Those five have had extremely successful careers, those that stayed in. There was one that left. But the rest of us, there's only one, myself and one other, that still call themselves members of the film industry. And I don't think our class is unique. I think that's pretty common with all classes. And that has nothing to do with talent or effort put into it. It's a club community mindset, so that they do, as a community, as a Jewish community in America, they help each other. They nurture themselves along, and they basically provide barriers to prevent entry from others.
Right. I have in my hand a book, and it's called An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Invented Hollywood. It's written by Neil Gabler, G-A-B-L-E-R. And I looked up Walt Disney, and he's mentioned once in this book, and he refused to hire Jewish people. His company refused to hire them.
Yeah, that's not really accurate. He did actually hire Jewish people, but he was Christian. He was a very patriotic American. And he was a traditionalist, and he was one studio that was not, of course, Jewish-owned and controlled. And he was a ray of hope, and I actually got to intern with the Paramount team that ultimately took over Disney and took it away from the Disney family over a period of time. So I had a lot of insights on what went on there, and Walt Disney was my idol, my hero growing up. And actually, if you go to either our websites, Americana-Pictures.com or MerlinMiller2012.com, we've got a link to an article that I wrote for a publication called The Barnes Review about Walt Disney and his career.
Right.
It's pretty amazing,
I
read
that.
You know.
Yes.
But it was just a pretty amazing career, and he was my hero, and I think we need more Walt Disneys today, and it's just they don't get the opportunity.
Sure. Okay, I have another question from Bob. He says, I personally don't believe, and I haven't pre-read this, so I'm just taking it as it came in. I personally don't believe there is any peaceful way to correct the various wrongs being committed against the American white citizen. The scum that are destroying this country will not even think about changing their ways without application of force. Unfortunately, 97%, 98%, 99%, pick a number, of American citizens have their heads stuck up a theoretically impossible place in their body, judging by the unconscious and self-deluding mindset of a vast majority of people I encounter, this country is done. Stick a fork in it. As an aside, the elite are scum. They are not elite by any proper definition of that word, with scum being far too mild a term to describe them. While I think the country is beyond hope of saving, how does Mr. Miller feel about the outlook for turning things around? And if he feels some optimism, how does he feel the turnaround can be implemented? We'll go to break, and when we come back, you can answer those questions. Be right back in just a couple of seconds here, or in 3 minutes.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Merlin Miller. His websites are Americana-pictures.com and MerlinMiller2012.com. And, okay, that question from Bob. Actually, there were several questions.
Yeah, I think Bob actually hit it all on the head pretty well. I don't really disagree with anything that he commented on, with the exception that I tend to be a bit more of an optimist. I grew up loving Walt Disney and the optimism and the beauty that was the Midwest in that era. And I think that the American spirit has just not woken up. He's right. Our heads are where they shouldn't be. And I don't know if we've been so dumbed down to the stage that we can't, wake people up, or if it's just going to take a shocking thing to do it. I do think that in time, as our economy unwinds, as more things start to affect people's lives personally, when they can no longer have all the toys they want to have, when they can't keep their houses, when they don't have food on the table, when they've lost their jobs, when all of these things start affecting people personally, then I'm hopeful there will be a mass awakening and that they'll start asking questions, the hard questions, and that'll lead to an activism that we just don't have today. We're too apathetic to the political process. But if you look at history, I think there's been parallels. There's been cycles like this throughout history. When things get bad enough, people do tend to wake up. So I do have hope that we'll wake up again. But we need people in the patriot community to start making that happen, to get the word out, to get truce out to people. And as these wars and the economy falls apart, I think it will happen. So I tend to be a bit more optimistic. I do think there is a chance that we can turn things around.
I'm thinking back to the Depression, not that I was alive during the Depression, but there was a lot of terrible things going on at that point in time. And yet people still still thought that the politicians could somehow fix it. If only they elected just the right person, then everything would fall into place and it would be wonderful. And you said that when people started losing their houses and they weren't able to put food on the table, that they would wake up. Well, that's kind of already happened. I mean, we've had thousands of foreclosures in this country. We have people living under bridges and in tent cities, which we never hear about on the news. So how are they going to know that these things have already happened unless it's happened personally to them? And after it has personally happened to them, what kind of opportunity do they have to express their feelings about anything? I mean, they're just trying to survive on the street. How can they get their so-called representative in Washington to address their needs?
You know, they probably won't with the government as it is today. And we may go through a period like another revolution. And you know, as Thomas Jefferson said, we need one, you know, every generation or so. But there is one difference from the Great Depression era and what we have today, and that is the system is undergoing collapse. Government thought they could be the solution, and they stepped up as the solution, and we went into a socialist mode there with the growth of government, basically bailing us out of a created depression. It was an artificial depression to a large extent. It was created by these global peoples, and of course it led us into the war era too. It's a game of playing, you know, from the economy to the war mode and back and forth, but that game may not work this next time if their tools are all gone, if we don't have backing to our currency and people realize that these bankers are what they are. And we can get rid of the bankers, then we've got a chance. So I think things are a little bit different than they were in the Great Depression.
Well, you know, the Congress, the people in Congress are benefiting greatly by working with the bankers. And Congress can get rid of the Federal Reserve because they created it. And yet, because of the fact that they are benefiting, I don't see them doing that.
Well, they won't. The current politicians that have been serving, have been there for so long, aren't going to do anything. They're going to have to be forced out of there. But a collapse is coming. It's going to happen. It's inevitable, in my opinion. And I think Ron Paul's whole movement is somewhat proof of that. He was ignored for so long, and now the inevitability of it is such that he's getting a lot of people to take note of the fact that the Federal Reserve should be gone. Possibly even the international bankers want this to happen. They realize that they're at the end of the line in terms of their control of this fiat currency and controlling our lives economically, and they may want to spin this into a global currency or some other form of tyranny, and maybe using the Ron Paul movement and the whole attack on the Fed to try to spin out it in a way which will give them even greater controls. And
are you saying that he somehow is helping them out?
He could. I mean, I don't think it's by design from his part, but I think they will certainly try to find ways to spin it to their advantage, and that could possibly be why his message has been leaking out. They see the game as an end game now, you know, and I'm speculating, you know, I have no proofs on this, but it's just sort of a gut feel that I have that they have to do something pretty soon.
Sure. Oh, by the way, we will take calls and comments at 800-313-9443. Rick emailed a question, and he said, didn't Walt Disney produce all those films with the satanic symbology?
You know, I personally don't believe that. There may be elements of that, and maybe some things slipped through by certain animators. You know, he didn't control everything. Some people said he was Masonic, and I just personally think these are character smears which are done and are always done when somebody who's done great things in our world has got a great reputation, whether it's Walt Disney or our founding fathers. They've got to find ways to smear their character. And I think the things that you see that are coming out about Walt or that did years ago were basically a part of that effort.
Okay. Well, you know, some of the things that our founding fathers did do weren't so great. So when people bring these to the public's attention, it's not necessarily that they're trying to smear them. It's just that they are actually divulging history the way that it really was.
Yeah, well, we're speculating on that. Do we really know? You know, I'm sure nobody's perfect. You know, in the founding fathers, Walt Disney, nobody is perfect, and everybody makes mistakes and has skeletons in their closets. But by and large, what they stood for, what those people represented and stood for, were great things. And by smearing characters, you're basically trying to smear what they stood for and represented, and not that they were perfect in every way. But I do believe that the element of time here has clouded the truths, and especially as our truths are so controlled today, how controlled are they in history?
Well, I think that the same people that are controlling our perceptions now are controlling our perceptions about history, and of course they do have this great power because they are in charge of the media, and particularly our entertainment media. So, we weren't there, but certainly there's, indication of what has occurred and has brought us to where we are at this point in time, which isn't a great place.
Yeah, no, I agree totally with you, Dan. And there's just a lot of uncertainties we have about history and about what's going on today. But, I think if we just have an optimistic attitude of treating people right and realize that there is a spiritual war going on right now, and if we can try to improve ourselves as people and try to leave a future for our kids and our grandkids by doing the right things, and wars certainly aren't the right things. Putting people through economic hardships are not the right things, and just everything that's going on today is moving us in the wrong direction.
Right. Now, you were a West Point graduate in 1974. How did that color your perceptions about the military?
Well, I came from a family. My dad had volunteered when he was 17, enlisted for World War II, and I had an uncle that was a career. And so I came from a family that really respected military service, and I was very fortunate because we were not raised with wealth. And when I got the nomination to West Point, it was an incredible opportunity for me, and I was the first and only one from our family to get to go to college. So it was an incredible opportunity, and it opened my eyes to a lot of things. I enjoyed the experience here. It was tough. It was hard for me. I was, I was out of my element, and I was learning a lot. But as I went forward, I met a lot of great people, and most people in the military today, I think, are great people. They're there for the right reasons, or they're trying to do right. They just don't always have all the facts, or they don't have the ability to necessarily do right because they work within the system. And I have some classmates that are in very powerful positions right now with, David Petraeus at the CIA and Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Keith Alexander at the NSA and the Cyber Command. And so they're faced with some difficult decisions themselves, and they're serving these, I don't know if I want to call them global elites anymore. That was a good comment by your commenter, Bob. But they are powerful people, and you don't reach high rank in our government structure today and in the military unless you serve that and serve it well. So at some point in time,
unless you serve the global elite, as you call them?
Yes, unless you're serving the power structure. And,
right.
At some point in time, you have to recognize that maybe that is not what you're supposed to be doing, and you start to look at your oath of allegiance, you look at the Constitution, you see what's happening to our country, and hopefully you'll reassess things and decide, hey, these are not the best things for our country, and we need more leaders to step up and call it what it is, whether they have to retire to do that or whether they're able to do that while they're still in government service. I don't know. It's tough.
Right. I think the days of General Smedley Butler are over. I think that most of the generals that we have now are basically, as you say, serving those global elite. And I think that a lot of them, according to my research, are members of secret societies that have made pledges to those societies that have nothing whatsoever to do with their pledges to the United States and to the people that they are supposed to be serving. And I do believe that a lot of people do go into the military for very noble reasons, but we'll have to pick that up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Today is Merlin Miller. His websites are Americana-pictures.com and MerlinMiller2012.com. And we were talking about, or at least I brought up the name Smedley Butler, who is the author of War is a Racket. And he wrote that as a result of his military campaigns, initially beginning when he went to Cuba, right after the explosion on board the Maine. And he wrote that book, and he says basically these young men are being dragged needlessly into war for profit, and that was in 1898. And now, do you think that the media, the entertainment media, and the other kind of media that is introduced by the Pentagon via the entertainment media, meaning the war games that young men, young women can play, where they're shooting the enemy. Do you think that all of that has anything to do with programming them for war?
I do, and it starts as kids, you know, with the games that our kids are learning, the video games and whatnot. And by the time they get into the military, the training that they receive there, of course, is to make them warriors, to make them patriot warriors. And there can be a misguided loyalty that comes out of that, where they think that war is to serve and to kill and to only look at those warrior aspects of it. But I do think that that's changing right now. We've got so many deployments. We have so many people in the military that are questioning these things now because they recognize it's abuse and of course use of their services that is not in the best interest of America. there's an awakening taking place in the military right now, and I think in our intelligence services too. So hopefully the leadership of the military and intelligence services are able to take note of that and do the right things for our country.
Do you think that Pat Tillman was assassinated because he was going to come home and talk about those things that were actually going on versus what we're told?
You know, I only have what I've read on the Internet, but it certainly seems like a possibility, you know, a pretty substantial possibility. I hope that's not the case, but I don't rule it out.
Right. All righty, let's take a phone call. Let's take Ted in Georgia. Ted, welcome to the program.
Hello, Merlin and Deanna. I'm sitting here rejoicing as I hear you speak. I consider Merlin one of America's finest. He is a young man of moral and spiritual courage and wisdom, and I applaud him. You know, this movement for liberty and truth are developing outside the walls of the church. I'm a retired minister, so I've been in the battle for a long time. The churches are muzzled by the 501c3 and the Judeo-Christian doctrine, and the church denominations have become so politicized. And I saw the ugly underbelly of three mainline denominations, and I blew several whistles, and I got fired several times, but I accomplished some things in the process. So I applaud a young man like Merlin Miller, and I see great things coming from him, and so I'm following his career.
Well, Ted, I applaud you for getting fired for speaking out against what you know is right.
Well, you know, my first battle for truth and liberty was 1965. I was on the staff of a children's home, a so-called Christian children's home, where orphan children were brutally and bloodily beaten. And I had 10 to 12 come to my office every morning before school to show me where they had been beaten the night before. So I had to make a decision whether I could walk away and leave it as it was or stay and try to do something about it. And I tried to get church leaders, denominational leaders, to take hold of it. All of that backfired. I was a troublemaker. And so I eventually took it into court and had a court hearing. And I think I threw enough fear of God into them to stop the beating. And I met one of those young kids about 15 years later, and he said it got to be a pretty good place to live after that. So that made my heart feel good.
Well, Ted,
I paid
bless
a price.
Your heart. Bless
paid,
your heart for doing that.
I paid a price, but I accomplished something, too. And I saw that in two other denominations. I saw communism brainwashing high school students in the name of a mainline denomination. And the whole program was anything and everything but Christian. There were no Bibles in sight. There was no prayer during the week. The whole program was led by a young man, supposed youth minister, and he was leading the group in a national meeting in Wisconsin. The total program was interracial dating and free sex, even in encouraging crude methods of birth control. Well, I went to a meeting and kicked them on the shin a little bit, but they didn't stop the program. But eventually I got fired from that situation, too.
My goodness. But, Merlin, give your thoughts about this.
I commend Chad for doing the right things. I mean, we need more people with the courage to stand up and do what you've done and keep doing. And I'm dismayed by what's going on in the church. And you know, I really hope that we can get back to the real meaning of what Christianity is, and what you're doing is a, you know, a noble example of that. To keep it up. You know, I'm your fan.
All righty.
Thank you.
We do have to take a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. And Ted, you can stay on over the break if you'd like.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Merlin Miller. He has two websites, Americana-pictures.com and MerlinMiller2012.com. And Ted brought up a very interesting concept, a very interesting issue, and that is that churches are corporations. And as a corporation, they have to support the federal government.
They don't have freedom to speak to the public issues, the public policies of today. Now, our founding fathers, the clergy of the founding fathers had freedom to speak, and they addressed the political issues of the day. They preached election year sermons, and I have a book of 55 sermons from that time. In fact, the first shots that were fired in the Revolution were led by Pastor Jonas Clark on his church yard. And seven of his men died in that battle, but they routed the enemy. And they just make my heart thrill as I read of their history. I don't think we would have ever had won the revolution without the clergy.
Merlin, you mentioned that it might take another revolution, that you see that this whole system is falling and collapsing. What do you think about a revolution, and how do you see that happening?
You know, I'd love to see the church leaders come forward today and help lead their congregations back to what was a great country, and they could do it. But it's not just church leaders; it's everywhere throughout society. You know, we've capitulated, and I think American people have to finally stand up and say, hey, I'm not going to keep my head buried in the sand. I'm not going to ignore the evil that's going on around me. I'm going to stand up and do something about it. Hopefully there's legal ways we can do that, work within the system as is, but it may not come to that. You know, our founding fathers, you know, predicted that. You know, they developed our Bill of Rights, and they wanted to give us certain protections to prevent the tyranny of government from changing our lives, and we've let it happen anyway. So I don't know what it's going to come to, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we, you know, devolve into, you know, social chaos. I think they're actually planning that. I think they do want civil strife in America, and maybe out of that a new cleansing can come, but it'd be nice to find less painful ways.
Now, you said that we needed to get rid of the Congress as it is constituted. How do you see that happening? Do you see hangings
that? Well, I think we need to identify people that aren't doing their duty, that aren't serving their constituencies, and in government agencies. And for example, with the war effort and the military-industrial complex, we've got all of these dual citizens, dual Israeli citizens, calling the shots. And in my opinion, they shouldn't be serving in any security-sensitive position. We need people who are going to put America first, not a foreign country or other personal interests first. And when it comes to the politicians, you look at how many of them have served in the military, very few. Then you look at how long they've been in Congress, and they give separate rules for themselves as they do their constituencies. The American people have got to get fed up with that. They've got to stand up and say, enough is enough. Get out of there. You're not doing me any good. You're not serving our constituencies. When the constituencies back home can start demanding it and get rid of those people and put people back in who will honor our Constitution, then maybe we've got a chance of working within the system and correcting this. It's tough because money has bought all these people that are in there.
How true. I mean, if you were to make a list of the people who are actually serving the constituency, I believe you could put it on a 3x5 card. Or maybe on a Post-it note. How about a Post-it note? You know, an inch square Post-it note. I believe they also have Post-it notes that are smaller. But anyway, Ted, did you have another comment before we go on to another caller?
Well, I have another similar story to the denominational life, but I'll save that for another time. I still have hope that we can avoid a bloody revolution. We have the high moral ground. We have truth and the high moral ground. And young men like Merlin Miller give me hope. You know, we're battling an enemy who has nothing but the wealth they've stolen and their propaganda and their lies. And we have to educate our people and get the word out to the masses to understand what's happening. Now, I know most people know something is badly wrong. And if you can catch them, and I do this one-on-one often. I've been educating some individuals this past week. But I speak at Patriot meetings, and I'm going to be speaking at a meeting in Winston-Salem in September. And I'll be promoting RBN and American Free Press and people like Merlin Miller. We have a job to do to communicate the truth and the facts to the people. I still think we have a basic foundation of moral ground in the people of America. They're frustrated because they don't know what's happening. And our job is to communicate the truth and what is happening and what we're facing. And I'm 86 years old, but I still got fire in the...
I was just going to ask you how old you were.
I have fire in the gut,
and I'm
going to keep at it. You know, I have my own battles. I fell and broke a hip last Christmas, and during the process of recovery, I lost my dear wife. But I'm not finished yet.
Ted, you're a real great heart. You have a real great heart.
Well, you know, my roots go back to the Revolution. My great-great-great-great-grandfather was a militiaman, and he fought in the Revolution. His name was Graves, and my middle name is Graves. And I think his blood still flows in my veins. And I'm a part of the revolution of truth and liberty.
All right. You remind me of Zan Overall. But thank you so much for calling in, Ted.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. And thank Merlin.
All right.
Thank you, Ted. Your patriotism, your service.
Thank you.
Thanks. All righty, let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, hello there, Deanna. And to you, Merlin. I must say, I just really love it when I hear Ted's voice. He absolutely gives me heart, indeed. Now, my comments and questions are directed towards Merlin. A quick question with a follow-up. Merlin, you were going to do a film, and you were looking to fund it a year or so ago regarding a German who right. was rising up against the power of Rome.
Right. It's an incredible story, and most people don't know about it, but it's kind of a Braveheart story. During the Roman Empire, and of course they went from a republic to an empire, much as we're doing, and Arminius, and through history, some people call him Herman, he united a lot of the Germanic tribes to resist, and they fought Rome and wiped out three Roman legions and ultimately changed the course of history, because Northern Europe then became Anglo-Saxonized rather than Romanized, and he was a hero that brought all these factions that were very independent people together for a period of time to work in resisting the evil of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, I heard you speak about him at one time and was unfamiliar with it, and so did some research. But I too found him to be an inspiring figure. However, I want to point something out related to that, and then also to Walt Disney, that maybe you're unaware of. First of all, there's a book, and you can read excerpts of it online. The title of it is called The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach, like the fruit. And so I leave that to you to investigate that. It's a short read, but it talks about variants of Christianity and how Christianity was changed at a certain point in history. And I found it remarkable because Mr. Peach himself was a person who I would regard as a communitarian, which is a type of socialist. Socialism, to me, has two phases. On the extreme, there's communist, and then there's fascist or corporatist. And unfortunately, in America, we have been fooled to be divided because most Americans identify themselves as either of the left or of the right. And this can be seen, in fact, in the works of people like Walt Disney. Walt Disney came out with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 1937. There's little snippets that you can watch of the Hi-Ho jingle. And if you watch that, you can watch that on YouTube, about 7 minutes. You'll see the little simpletons that look like German dwarfs working in an underground diamond mine. And a signal is given, and that starts the hey or the hi-ho jingle. Remember, this is in 1937, during the run-up before World War II. And this was, of course, a pretty famous Walt Disney production. So with that signal, the dwarfs all carried their diamonds, and they went to put it into a vault. When one of the dwarfs opened the vault, there was very clearly a letter Z, as in Zion, on the door. The dwarfs saw through their sacks, their tied-up bundles of diamonds, into the vault, and closed the door, and there was a place to put the key and just hang it right outside the door. So in other words, they were shown to be so simple that they would essentially work for practically free. In fact, it was free because, as we know, the money since 1937 has been a company script. In fact, it's been a company script since for real since 1971. And then the other note, too, is there was a 1958 Academy Award-winning documentary called White Wilderness. And in it, this was also a Disney production, the filmmakers decided that they were going to herd these Arctic lemmings. The film was shot in Manitoba, in an area where lemmings were not native, but they herded them off of a cliff to their suicide. And ever since, it's been part of our language that to be as if a lemming meant that you were suicidal by nature somehow, when in fact this was actually a Disney snuff film. And then finally, there is also another Disney snippet that you can also watch on YouTube, and it's a little jingle sung by the Mickey Mouse Club and Jiminy Cricket, and it is called "You Are a Human Animal." So if you look at these things, and when you look at the law, and when you look at the rise of socialism in America, and especially in the churches, it's been astounding. But since for the past 400 years, since the first colonization by Europeans of the Americas, we have seen what people like Francis Bacon were speaking about when they talked about the New Atlantis. The idea was to turn all of the Americas into a business enterprise, and in fact turn it into a socialist country, essentially serving the interests of Freemasons and Jews. And if you take a look at those things that I mentioned, you know, I think a lot of us are going to awaken to the truth about how we have been misled. The churches in particular, I agree with you and Ted both. They should be speaking out. But the truth is that what I see today is that most Christians, just like most people who work for large corporations, have in fact become what is known today as communitarians. They are at once fascist and communist and capitalist, which is precisely the type of socialization that people like Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells and people from the Fabian societies that were formed from theosophical groups back in 1884 in England have devised as a master plan for the takeover and the conquest of the entire world. So I just thought I'd throw that in, not to be, to throw water on the parade or anything like that. But I think it's important if we're going to look at truth, if we're going to look at history, and if we're going to promote ideals of a second American revolution and these kinds of words, that we be extra careful in our choices of words within language, because even within the church today, I found that back in the middle 70s, that the Protestant churches in this country had frankly been infected by the works of people like Barbara Marx Hubbard and the so-called Aquarian conspiracy. And this was all by design by people like the British Fabians, exemplified by people like Tony Blair, who's a member of the Fabian Society. And of course, we've had our own variants of these same movements in this country all this time. And since, frankly, the early 1800s, in fact, in this country, there was that introduction of that dirty word called democracy. Democracy was a terrible infection of the American mind, because democracy is a collectivist type of human enterprise. And in fact, there's much more I could say about this, but the truth of the matter is that there were people in the 80s and the 90s and even before who were sounding the alarm about this thing called democracy. People like Robert Lefevre, who was a popular radio broadcaster during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He's passed away today. But he actually talked about people like the cynics in ancient Rome, who recognized that, frankly, voting was an immoral act. In fact, there was a saying. Robert Lefevre wrote about it. You can find it online. And it's called abstain from beans. So anything that gets away from the tradition in America where there was not to be a standing army, that we were to have a limited form of government with checks and balances and, an executive, a judicial, judiciary, and a legislative branch, to me is quite a departure from that ideal.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. Thank you very much, Lart, for calling in for your ideas. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Merlin Miller. He has two websites, Americana-pictures.com and MerlinMiller2012.com. And we do have another caller on the line. Did you want to say anything about what Lark said? He said a lot of things.
He had some incredible insights, very thought-provoking, and I agree with most everything he said. I'm not sure. I don't want to believe the symbologies Hitler contained in the Disney projects, but it may be there, and I'll have to look for it now. But I try to judge him by the body of his work, and
sure.
And we certainly miss him.
Sure. All righty. Let's take Chris in South Africa. Chris, welcome to the
Hello, Hello, Deanna. Hello, Mr. Miller. From South Africa, I'd just like to add one or two comments quickly. I see the time is limited. First of all, when we talk about conspiracy theory, we should chuck that name and change it to business plan. It's a business plan to control the world. It's not a conspiracy theory. And democracy is not democracy. That's, you don't want to be governed by democracy because that's demons gone crazy. And then a third thing on the line of, you know, if you've got a dog and you've got a, or a cow or whatever, any animal that's a pedigree animal, you don't want to breed it with anything, a stray animal. You know, you don't want to break the bloodline. It's strange that white people are willing to have their daughters and sons break their bloodlines. And so this is the crisis. And I hear Mr. Miller's been talking about it. But what I don't understand and I don't appreciate is the fact that to stop immigration, the thing is once you've got those stray dogs inside the community of the other dogs, somewhere along the line they are going to breed. And it's going to deteriorate the bloodline. Abraham Lincoln started the repatriation bill. But there's three books that I'd like to mention. Which Way Western Man by William Galey Simpson, which you can find at www.m for mother or Mike, www.m.biz, Bravo India Zebra.tic, Tango India Charlie. And two other books. I think I've sent one to you already. It's Race and Reality by Charlton Putnam, American, all these American books. And the last one, the only way America is going to solve its problems, I believe, is South Africa had the same problem. There were two peoples, or there were two nations living in one country that spoke the same language. We had the Boers and the Cape Dutch, and they became the Afrikaners. In America, you had the Southerners and the Yankees, and they became the Americans. And if you read a book which is sort of listed as the most dangerous book in America by Dr. William Pierce, The Turner Diaries, you can also find that on the Internet. That is the only solution at the end of the day which America will free itself. It's noble and everything the way, you know, put Mr. Miller that, you know, and trying to fight on it in a decent way. But at the end of the day, I'll see, and America, of course, is the last hope for the white race of the earth, I think. After that, it's going to be very, very bad. That's my comments.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. Answers. Please email me. Thank you.
I will.
Merlin, your comments.
Well said. You know, the business plan, rather than a conspiracy theory, is a good way to post it. I hope he's wrong, but he's probably not, you know, and that's troubling.
Yes, it is. All righty, we are running out of time. Let me just read something that Joe said. The difference is in 1929, the U.S. was 90% white and white integrity and self-reliance and working through the tough times. Commie lover FDR changed that with his New Deal and led people to depend on government. Now, with the minority class, we have 30 to 40 million blacks and mestizo illegals who have been polarized against white population and demanding their entitlements. And we'll have to finish that tomorrow. But anyway, thank you so much, Merlin, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Deanna.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you against